Thank you, Julie. Good evening, everybody. It's great to see such a huge turnout tonight. Just incidentally, who's here at the Monash Gallery of Art for the first time tonight? Put your hand up. Okay. Well, a number of you. A particular welcome to all of you. We're very proud of this facility. There's no other gallery like this in any other suburban council area in Melbourne, something that sets us apart from many councils. And as Sean said just before, this is a cultural facility that not only all of us in the city of Monash can be very proud of, but also those of you who have travelled from other councils to come here tonight. We hope you also take full advantage of it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome you all here tonight on behalf of the city of Monash for the end of the WordFest Literary Festival for 2014. And perhaps you could say we've saved the best part of WordFest until last. I remember opening WordFest about 2 months ago in this same location for what was then our first sold-out event. I understand just about every event that's been part of this year's WordFest since then has also been sold out, including, not surprisingly, tonight's event. I think everybody who's here is here because you RSVP'd so early that unfortunately there's been a number of people who've been turned away. The Sir John Monash Lecture is an annual lecture that has been running in Monash now, in the city of Monash, for 14 years. As everybody, I think, in this room would know, Sir John Monash was a great Australian, and we are very proud in the city of Monash to be named after him, as a number of other things in this area are also: Monash Freeway, Monash University, Monash Medical Centre, and there's a number of other examples as well. Some would say that Sir John Monash was the greatest Australian who's ever lived. Whether that's true or not, there are many qualities about Sir John that we can admire, both on the battlefield in World War I when he was a general, but also in civic life and the contribution that he made to so many aspects of Melbourne and Australian society and academia and a range of other disciplines. Could say that from one great Australian in Sir John Monash to another great Australian in Michael Kirby, who we're absolutely thrilled is here tonight to give this 14th Sir John Monash oration. Again, Michael is somebody who will need no introduction to anybody here. Michael became a judge when he was 35 years old, which I believe is the youngest age that anybody ever has been appointed to the federal court bench. Michael is known for a very distinguished career as a judge, dissenting many times, including on his last day on the bench in 2009 in a case that dealt with the federal government's intervention in Indigenous affairs in the Northern Territory. His bravery in speaking out on so many issues, particularly with the human rights element, well, probably quite unjudicial in some respects compared to many of Michael's peers on the bench, but it's something that has endeared him, I think, to Australians all over our country. And it's probably for that reason, as well as his distinguished legal career, that he is here tonight with such a packed audience that have come here to listen to him. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome for the 2014 Sir John oration, Michael Kirby. Thank you.